With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I don't know about you, but I truly enjoy my conversations with Mark Hamrick from Bankrate.com and trying to decipher what these reports mean. Obviously, the complexion of the economy changes significantly once we can get our hands around this COVID-19 pandemic that we're dealing with right now. A lot of chatter out there about when does it become an endemic. Is the presence of the Omicron variant a good indication because of the virulence of same that we might be close to an end, toe in the water? Is it indicative of this making its transition from a pandemic to an endemic at this point in time? I don't know about you, but I certainly hope so. I think a lot of folks are growing weary of having to deal with this, and the information. The one thing that has surprised me, and I would love to hear from you, 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line on this issue. I thought that I would be more comfortable in what I thought I knew about COVID at this juncture as we enter year three of dealing with it. As opposed to a lot of the confusing and mixed messaging that's going on right now. And the embracing of an ideology at all costs and willing to say anything in support of same, we witnessed that with Justice Sonia Sotomayor the other day, where she was so factually off the rails in order to make a point in advancing whatever ideology she's embracing. A lot of these questions just didn't seem pertinent to the legal issue before the court. But there are a lot of lawyers a hell of a lot smarter than me. But it just is a little confusing at this point in time. And as we see the prevalence of breakthrough cases, one has to wonder. And now the messaging is shifting that, you know, the vaccine was never about eradicating COVID, which that kind of runs contrary to what we've been hearing from one side of the aisle as opposed to the other, that it's now all about severity of the illness, whether or not you will have to be hospitalized. Then you overlay that with a lot of the data that's coming out about deaths in this country associated with individuals who have had at least not one, not two, not three, but four other comorbidities. And now there's some information to indicate that deaths with COVID as opposed to a result of COVID could be a game changer in the manner in which we evaluate this data. Now, I have been one that has repeatedly said that you have to make the decision for yourself, educate yourself about it, and I still hold true to that. And even though that I sit here and admit that I'm a little bit more confused and a tad bit cynical of some of what I'm hearing there is a bright line for me. And a lot of people don't actually like the new CDC director, Rochelle Walensky. I hear a lot of criticism. But one thing that I find somewhat refreshing is that a lot of this confusion is actually caused by her. And a lot of it, I think, is because she's actually been more transparent and willing to say a few more things than otherwise. Now, why she would kind of stiffen her upper lip, so to speak, when it came to criticism of a Supreme Court justice who is just factually wrong is beyond me. Obviously, somebody told her something. Why not just set the record straight? You're wrong. There are not 100,000 kids in hospitals as we speak in dire straits as a result of COVID. There are not the significant numbers you referred to on ventilators. Now, in pieces and parts, as you put all of this together, they have been addressed, but why we would not just come right out and address that situation and set the record straight. Whether you're right-leaning, left-leaning, or otherwise, the Supreme Court justice has credibility. People will tend to believe her because people don't want to believe that a Supreme Court justice would sit up there and just make things up, that they would do their homework, that they have a staff, they would research these items before they started quoting what are professed to be facts. At the end of the day, for me, after all of this is pulled together, I find it to be a little confusing. And I've spent as much time as most folks reading and educating myself about these issues, spending time with Dr. Jill Cantor and others from LCMC and Children's Hospital talking about this over and over and over again. It's one of the things that I really like about Dr. Jill Cantor is that from the very beginning, he has said that the messaging out of the CDC and the FDA has been lacking. And a lot of it is cause confusion amongst the public. And when the public is confused, they're not going to be as receptive to listening to folks. You got to manage and massage the public's trust very carefully. You've heard me say that over and over and over again, because you got to work three times as hard to get it back if you lose it. And unfortunately, as it relates to this pandemic, as it relates to vaccines, as it relates to therapeutics, as it relates to any number of issues, so many of the folks in the public health arena and the political circles and otherwise have absolutely, the public has no confidence in them. And they've lost. And I'm not sure that a number of those, including Dr. Fauci, has been able to get it back. If you're going to serve one master, the master has to be the science, not the president, not the head of the FDA, not the head of the CDC. We'd love to hear from you, 504-260-1870. We'll come back right after the break. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.